Talk Live, you can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com, and the features include your ability to actually control the content of the website. So when you find something online that you think's interesting, you may share it with other Free Talk Live listeners by submitting it as show prep at freetalklive.com. At that point, it can be voted upon, and listeners will decide whether they like or dislike, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So therefore, more people will see whatever it is that you enjoy. You can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. That's freetalklive.com. So there's international news. It's pretty interesting. I got this one from Michelle Seven, who actually should be joining us again tomorrow night on this program. She sent this out from Dublin. An anti-austerity protesters, according to the New York Times, are claiming victory after the government acknowledged that around 50% of Ireland's estimated 1.6 million homeowners failed to pay a new flat-rate $133 property tax by the March 31st deadline. Luke Flanagan said, he's one of the parliamentary deputies leading the opposition to the new household charge. He said, "It's quite clear a mass boycott has really sent this government a significant message it didn't want to hear."
Wow, I'm impressed.
"When we started this campaign, even 25% support translating to several hundred thousand would have been phenomenal. But we estimate over a million people eligible to pay this tax have refused."
And this is real evidence that it's about education, in order to, you know, that there's a tipping point. Once you get a certain amount of people on board, they're all on board. You know, once you get to a certain area, then the change occurs quickly.
Well, education is important, but courage also is required. As you said, once you get a certain amount of people on board, others are more likely to come on board. But who were the first 10? Who were the first 25? Who were the first, you know, the first
group
of people?
Just people who said they were going to do it, not people who actually did it. Remember that.
You mean the initial people who didn't do it?
They just said, "Hey, let's not do this." It's the power of an idea.
But that's what I'm asking, is how many people actually stopped? How many were in the first group of people that decided to not do this, that actually, you know, did not send the check, that actually made a statement publicly about this? Because ultimately somebody has to be – you're not going to convince – it doesn't seem to me, at least, that you're likely to convince 100,000 people to just stop paying taxes through a persuasive argument, because they're afraid, most people, at least around here. Maybe in Ireland they're much more brave and
obviously
courageous.
Obviously that's not true.
Well, I don't know what's true or not, but I know that the people around here are afraid. People in America are deathly afraid of disobeying the state or federal governments, because they know what happens. They know they're going to steal your home from you. They know they're going to kick you out in the street. And so, therefore, it's incredibly difficult to put something like this together.
There's a difference here, because what you want people to do is stop paying property taxes, period, or a percentage of their property taxes going towards schools or whatever.
That'd be great.
Right. You love the idea. You just relish it.
The state would end.
The first person who does it, then bam, you're on board. You're ready to go. However, this is a new tax. New things are much more difficult to implement than current things. It's much easier for the government. It would have been easier for the government to say, everybody's property. We need one millage point more, 0.1% more than we currently are getting. So we're bumping you a millage point, and that's what the property taxes are going to be, or whatever. Than to say, all right, everybody's getting a $133 austerity tax on their property taxes. That's an entirely different thing. So these people didn't fail to pay their property taxes.
No, I see what you're
saying. To pay their property taxes. They chose not to pay a new tax.
You're right about that, and that probably made it easier, no doubt, because people are scared, and so therefore it would be easier for them to go at this one. Introduced on January 1st, the household charge was intended as a forerunner to a comprehensive property tax next year. It had become a lightning rod for widespread disenchantment on an assortment of issues like cuts to services, findings of political corruption, taxpayer liability for debts to private banks, and even European legislation intended to enhance wastewater treatment from septic tanks. Ireland has had 5 austerity budgets in 4 years and faces at least 4 more through 2016 as it tries to cut its deficit to an agreed 3% of GDP from its current 10%.
I wonder what the United States' deficit to GDP is.
That's an interesting question. The European Union, European Central Bank, and IMF have lent Ireland $90 billion, but in turn have demanded spending cuts and tax increases. The Irish government argues it has no choice but to introduce the interim tax at the behest of its lenders and has vowed to identify and prosecute those who have refused to pay. According to the Department of Environment, we will begin with sending out letters and then escalate it from there to the maximum fine of 2,500 euros. 3,330 of them. On top of the outstanding, 2,500 euros is $3,330 U.S. at the time of the writing of this article. On top of the outstanding amounts due in late fees and interest, a spokesperson said, we will be taking people to court if necessary. And if there is refusal to pay, then that could be seen by a judge as contempt of court. So there's the threat.
Yep, jail.
Yeah. This over $133 property tax.
That, and you know, the a lot of people, especially the conservative bend, and I must admit that, that's sort of where I've come from, will say, oh, look at these Europeans. They're all crying about how what kind of government programs they're not getting here and they're not getting there. But one of their complaints, and I think it's the best complaint surrounding the austerity, is, hey, why do we, the little guy or the middle class guy, have to give up whatever social program or have to pay more when it's the guys on top and the politicians? They got everything. They're not giving up anything. There's no cut in their budgets. Nothing. Nothing are they giving up. It's all about us and what we have to give up. And I think it's a pretty good complaint because the austerity, I agree. Like, if budgets need to be met, then people need to cut back, belt tighten, and do all those things. But the people that need to be, let's fire half of the government bureaucrats, okay? Let's cut the government, some of the levels of, cut it, fire half the politicians. We don't need so many. Fire them. These big banks, put a nice, that got a huge bailout, put a nice hefty fine on them or whatever. Give them some austerity. No more corporate welfare for them. No more sweetheart deals.
Opponents like Joe Higgins from the Socialist Party argue the likelihood of this happening, that is a government enforcement crackdown on this tax, is slim. He says that he believed that the government would tread warily over the coming months as it tries to persuade the electorate to pass a referendum on May 31st.
I mean, think about it for a second. If 50% of the, is that 50%? More than 50%?
The estimation is that approximately 50% of homeowners have failed to pay this property tax.
Let's call it 50%. 50% of the population. And remember, 50% of the population votes sometimes. Mm-hmm. So then you're talking about a huge number of people. If they decide to go to the, if they decide that you, the politician, whatever politician is responsible for this, you are gone next year.
He says, I think they'll adopt a softly approach so as to not alienate people and further in the next 2 months. But if a substantial cohort of the decent, law-abiding people of this country continue to make a stand, there's no government that can stand against them.
Agreed.
The government's now concentrating on linking the new tax explicitly with the provision of local services in a bid to persuade people to, quote, do their patriotic duty. Unquote. Mm.
The patriotic duty is to bail out politicians and big businessmen that don't know what they're doing.
The Minister for the Environment, Phil Hogan, who is responsible for introducing the charge, has even suggested that local authorities have prepared to, quote, pull out all the stops, unquote, in collecting the tax may be rewarded, or that those authorities who are prepared to do that may be rewarded. This was widely interpreted to mean others would be penalized by disproportionate cuts from central funding to local services like libraries, playgrounds, and swimming pools. So, hey, you local tax collectors, if you aren't doing your job, we're going to cut your budgets.
They are
pretty serious about this. At least that's the way they're trying to make it sound.
You don't want to do it. If 50% of the electorate, if 50% of homeowners aren't paying this tax, they're refusing to pay this tax, and people and they, the government starts getting rough with them, they'll go there and they'll tear down the government building.
I hope they do, brick by brick. I really hope they do, and of course in a peaceful way, and they don't actually hurt anybody. But tearing down the building would be wonderful. Although I don't know, Mark, I don't think the government has the government guys have the smarts to back down from a fight. I really don't know if they do. We're coming up here. 855-450 for your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us anything you want and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy stuff like the listening options, where we've got broadband stream, a dial-up stream, even a mid-band stream. So three different size streams for your internet connection speed, depending on what it is. It's all over at listen.freetalklive.com. You get the list of over 100 radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are also on 7 nights a week. Plus, there's our free-to-air KU band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com.
Let's say you get into some kind of traffic situation and you get pulled over by a police officer. You disagree with his or her assessment of what occurred previously. How are you, and it, you know, it's, if it ends up in court, it's your word against theirs. And I think you know whose word the judge is going to go with. Well, not if you have a Freedom Cam from freedomcam.net. The actual name of the cam is the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. It's easy to use, meaning you don't do anything with it. You know, turn on the key and it runs. It has video cameras recording inside and outside of your vehicle, a built-in microphone, and GPS navigation. It records your driving route and speed, and it works for all traffic stops and other driving incidents. Protect yourself with the ultimate witness. The one that you can call, whether you want to, you know, if you want to call it, freedomcam.net.
This is the technology that's going to help us win. This is some of that technology that you were talking about before.
Yeah.
I mean, this kind of tech, two cameras mounted in a very small device on your windshield with microphone and GPS, all, I mean, this stuff would have cost thousands of dollars if it even existed a decade ago.
Yep.
And now it's within anybody's reach. Anybody who's, you know, serious activist, yeah. You want to cover yourself?
It's serious. It's a serious insurance. Yeah. But you know, you say activist. This is just anybody who's concerned about, A, what if you're in an accident and the other driver says something, you know, went different? It, you know, here's sure. The inevitability. You drive long enough, you're going to get a ticket for something you didn't do, or you're going to be in an automobile accident.
That's true.
And it would also work for fix it.
It would also work for like a fleet. Maybe you run a taxi company or you know, a delivery service or something like that. You could have these in each of your cars and have total monitoring of you know, where your employees are going on your dime and all that too. So
The employee could pop out the chip or whatever.
Well, you'd be able to tell that.
You'd be able to know that, yes.
Yeah. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So there's a story that I find pretty exciting. It's out of Europe over in Dublin, Ireland. Douglas Dalby reporting from the New York Times about how 50%, approximately 50% of Ireland's 1.6 million homeowners have refused, or at this point they have failed, to pay a brand new flat rate $133 property tax by the March 31st deadline. So it's been a, this is a developing story as we speak. The government people are threatening. They're saying, "There, you better do your patriotic duty, or else we're going to bring you to court. If you don't pay up this $133, then we're going to escalate it to the maximum fine of 2,500 euros. They will then be taking it to court if necessary. If there's refusal to pay, that could be seen as by a judge as contempt of court." So that's the threat,
dun,
by the
dun,
way.
Dun,
that
dun.
Means you're going to a cage.
Yep.
When you get contempt of court charges, you don't get a light tap on the hand. Usually you go into a cage for a week, 2 weeks, 2 months, 6 months.
Until they want to let you out.
It's whenever the man in the robe arbitrarily decides when you should be in there until. And the government here, according to the story at the New York Times, remains determined to collect and still believes most people will be prepared to pay the charge eventually rather than risk prosecution or escalating fines. Both sides are aware of the importance of weight of numbers. The government,
apparently, these people haven't seen some of the riots in the streets in other European countries. I mean, do you really, for a $133 fee, do you really want to do that to your country?
I bet you they don't care. Because, look, man, I mean, the riots in the streets happened in all those other places. Those people got pushed to the brink of
government buildings got destroyed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this $133 per household, is it, how much is it worth when you're talking about your buildings getting destroyed?
You make total logical sense, Mark, and you're very persuasive. But this is the government we're talking about. These are government people. They have an entitlement mentality to this. They believe they can write their own checkbook. You know,
it's not just
check.
Entitlement, but it's a belief that they own you. And here's the, and, you know, the
they're entitled to you and your efforts.
Is all they have to do to get this $133 is increase some tax surreptitiously here or there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're shoving your nose in it and saying, you're going to eat this $133 and you're going to like it.
That's right. And we're going to start going after people. They're not stupid. They're not going to go after all 50% of these people at one fell swoop. They're going to pick 10 of them, and they're going to make, you know, 10 people examples of them. And the judge is going to sentence him to 6 months in prison or something crazy like that? I mean, again, I'm speculating. It's contempt. I imagine contempt in Ireland is the same as it is in the rest of the Western world, where they can do whatever they want to. And so they're going to sentence some people. And, of course, the news media is going to they're going to be parroting this all over the place. Look at this. These tax scofflaws. Here at the newspaper, we are obedient. We have paid our $133 tax, but look at these people. They were in court the other day, and the judge so-and-so has sentenced them to 6 months hard time. Now, this could be happening to you. Make sure you send your tax forms in, citizen. And then they'll go after another 10. And eventually, people are going to start sending it in, because the average person doesn't want to go to jail.
Nope.
And they believe that they are, you know, they believe that numbers are going to protect them. And it's true, they will, as long as people stay strong and they don't start breaking down and sending in these checks. So anything can happen, and I hope the best does happen, and I hope that these people don't pay it, and I hope they continue to not pay it if they try to raise it next year or whatever. But ultimately, I think that the government – I don't think the government's people are smart enough. They are too imbued with their own sense of authority and their belief that they're right, that they should be able to just arbitrarily tax people, whatever it is they want to, and throw people in jail because, hey, you know, that's what jails are for, is for people who are disobedient to us. So we'll do whatever we want to them. We'll make examples out of them. And if it does push them to take the IRS office or whatever they call them over there, Department of Environment, if it takes pushes the people there to go and take that place down brick by brick, well, that would be great. But I think they will push it that far.
And you bring up a really great point. A government that claims to be able to tax you 1% of your labor can tax you 99% of your labor. I mean, right. if they can just arbitrarily set some kind of tax upon you based on your labor, then they can. It's just a number. If it's 1%, it's 50%. If it's 50%, it's 75%. If it's 75%, it's 99%. And it's all just, and it's all okay.
Maybe things will be different, though, this time, Mark. Maybe because of the technology. Maybe that's what will change it this time around. Because if you look at, King George, he didn't back down. I mean, his men were being strung up. They were being shot. They were being taken out by the revolutionaries back in the day in this country. But he didn't back down. I mean, he had power to control.
He had never seen anything like it before either. I mean, I don't think that
No doubt. And neither
I'm trying to think of revolutions that occurred before 1776, and I'm not thinking of too many.
Flanagan said many would carry on regardless. This is one of the protesters. He said, I don't care if 99.9% of people end up paying it. I won't be paying it, and there are plenty like me. And good for him, because that's who it takes. It takes the people with the courage and the conviction to stand their ground in the face of tyranny. 855-450-FREE. And if these people do continue to stand, then I think they will win the day. So hopefully we'll keep our eyes on this. 855-450-FREE.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything on your mind, and the show is live 7 nights a week. So 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for news updates, and we will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method is best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up there for free, of course. That's news.freetalklive.com. And if you are one who runs a website or blog and you've been thinking about adding a forum to your site, or maybe you've got a forum but you're not so happy with how it's not protecting your users' anonymity, well, if you don't want to compromise privacy of your users, you should consider plainboards.com. Plain as in P-L-A-I-N. Plainboards.com offers free-to-use anonymous message boards to anyone who wants one. And you don't even have to be a webmaster. You just go and start your own plain board right now and then tell your friends to join you on it. And it's there. It's free. You don't have to install anything. You don't have to log in. Just go to plainboards.com and it will be yours. You just type in the name of it. It's that simple. Plainboards.com. 855-450-FREE, our toll-free number here tonight. Since we've been talking about this situation in Ireland where a bunch of property tax payments have not come in, there's a new tax that has been added on to property. Excuse me, there's a property tax that they're trying to implement. They are adding an interim property tax, a smaller starter property tax, if you will, of $133 or euros, I'm not sure which. But they've added this into, they created this, and almost a majority of property tax owners have, or property taxpayers, or excuse me, property owners have not been paying the property tax. And so the government guys are getting pretty upset about this because, I mean, this is mass noncompliance. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know what to do besides just ratchet up the threats. So that's what they've done. Well, you use tax scoff laws, we're coming after you. you better pay up. We're going to send a threatening letter, and then we're going to start prosecuting you. We're going to increase the fines. We're going to send you to court. You're going to get contempt of court, so you better look out. But they don't know what else to do. They don't
know. That's what they've got. Do it or jail.
Right. And they don't want to back down. That's why I don't feel like they... The last thing they want to do is back down, because then, oh my God, people would have successfully refused attacks. I mean, if the government people actually say, okay, well, it doesn't look like they're going to pay, so we'll send out some letters, but if they still don't pay, I guess we'll just have to figure out something else. Well, they're not going to do that.
This was essentially done in the United States with the Real ID. I mean, more or less, people said no. Well, I guess the states got involved, too, with the Real ID.
The states were the ones that refused Real ID. And remember, the reason they refused it wasn't based on principle.
There were a lot of people who didn't like it. They made a lot of hullabaloo, but really it was the states.
People made a hullabaloo. That's true. People did make a hullabaloo about it, but they weren't committing to refuse to accept it or anything like that. The state that refused Real ID, since you brought it up, let's recap. The states that refused it did not refuse it on some sort of principle basis like, oh, you're trying to federalize identification? Well, that's wrong. No, the states, state government people were essentially saying, you know, we wouldn't mind doing this, but you're not funding it.
This is an unfunded mandate.
Give us a check!
Yep.
So that's really where the opposition to it came from. But, you know, whatever. Take what you can get as far as the state opposing the federal government. Their reasons aren't pure, but it did work in some places. But in other places, they still moved ahead with federalizing IDs. So it was a partial win in some places, as I understand it. But let's talk about the idea of consenting to all of this, because ultimately the government guys would like you to believe that, well, this is government by consent. Go ahead and look at the constitutions. A lot of them. Right. Declaration of Independence, constitutions, these things make it clear. In New Hampshire, it's right there in the first sentence. Of
the government of right ought or something like that. To come for the, I don't know.
Ought to come, is based in consent, essentially. And that's what they would have you believe. Well, you know, you're just consenting to all this. And so, therefore, the people in Ireland are saying, well, we're not consenting anymore, at least not to this part. So we're not going to pay this tax. And it's true that if people stop going along with it, if people stop going along with paying whatever arbitrary amounts that are demanded of them, then things will change. The government will go through death throes, and it will lash out, and it will put people in cages before it ends up going completely, you know, away or changing dramatically or whatever it is it will end up transpiring if people hold firm on wanting to see things change. But ultimately, it is based on your obedience. You keep doing what they say. Oh, you'll complain about it. You'll have a protest or a tea party or a Occupy, and you'll complain. Americans are really good at that. But ultimately, you'll do what you're told.
I think the Tea Parties and the Occupies have been the biggest complaints in my lifetime, and maybe in the last century.
Good for them. As Alexander Haig said, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes. And that's all that matters. You are doing what they tell you to do. They'll let you go out and have your little protests. Make sure you stand in the free speech zone, though. There's some videos recently over at freekeen.com, which are just sad. They're just sad. These people are at a Obama event or a Joe Biden had come to town, and they set up a free speech zone on this college campus. Oh, wait a minute. Weren't college campuses state-run and supposed to be free speech zones? I guess things have changed. They set up a barricade, and they told people, you can hold a sign, but you have to do it way over there. Now, it was still visible. You could still see them from where people were standing in line waiting to get into this event. But it was in no way effective. It was in no way, in anybody's purview.
Yeah, it's funny.
It was, literally almost next to a dumpster. You know, like, let's put them as far away as we can possibly put these people. And, of course, these obedient souls, they just went right ahead and stood behind the free speech zone.
This is the spot for free speech.
Right. That's and right then here. When Kelly Voluntarius from freekeen.com and Graham Freeman from coplock.org showed up holding their own sign, actually, Graham had a sign. I don't think Kelly did. But either way, they were there speaking to these free speech zone participants and trying to coax them out of the free speech zone. And they, no, they weren't going to do it. Not even with other people who were out of the free speech zone. They were still not willing to violate the free speech zone. So, yeah, you Americans, you're pretty good for the most part at complaining. But you've got to man up. I mean, really, if you want something to change, you've got to take some risks. You've got to put something on the line, because as long as you keep doing what you're told, they're going to keep telling you things to do. They're going to come up with new rules for you and new taxes, because those politicians are like, well, they did that one. What else can we come up with? How else can we squeeze some cash out of these people and some more obedience out of them?
I think Americans are good with work ethic, and they've managed to grow themselves out of every governmental problem they've had up to this point. And at some point, but it's at some point or another, the cancer is going to get too big for the body.
They haven't grown themselves out of the federal government's money system.
It's an insidious plot, and I don't think most people understand it.
Certainly, education is a critical component, as we discussed before. Thomas Jefferson wrote at one time, "All eyes are opened or opening to the rights of man. The general spread of the light of science has already laid open to every view the palpable truth that the mass of mankind has not been born with saddles on their backs, nor a favored few booted and spurred, ready to ride legitimately by the grace of God." Now, that's a nice thing to say, if you ignore the fact that he owned slaves. But still, the words are important, and they're valid. Roger Young is writing over at lewrockwell.com.
He was just talking about white people. Come on.
What makes government government? What gives this institution, created long before I was born, the power and legitimacy to rule my life? Some would say, if I object to or reject the legitimacy of any government's rule over my life, that I have the power to alter or abolish it. Do I have that power individually? Can I merely declare this government is hereby abolished as relates to me personally? Can I even alter it only as it relates to me personally? No. I must accomplish this through the political process and elections.
And how it results, you know, it's a nation of laws. It has to be fair for everybody. Oh, wait, it's not fair for the politicians or the police.
I must convince a majority of those now ruled to vote for this abolishment, but why? America's founding documents include the phrase, "We the people." We the people? How can anyone speak for other people without their consent? To take this question further, how can anyone speak for "we the people" as relates to the people who are yet to be born? As has been pointed out, the people who signed the Constitution they're not alive today.
Well, and let's not forget that all the spending that goes on by these politicians, they're not spending our money anymore. They're spending our grandchildren's money.
There's more here, and I think it's a great piece over at lewrockwell.com. It's been a while since we've given a good LRC piece on Free Talk Live. It's called "To Alter or Abolish: Questions for My Rulers." We'll continue with these questions in moments. And, of course, you're welcome to answer them or bring up questions of your own or whatever you want. 855-453-FREE Free Talk Live.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. That's the Sickle CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com, 855-453. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And want to introduce you to one of the many very unique products from the Sea Crane Company.
Right. The Sea Crane Company, they're synonymous with quality, craftsmanship. But we've been talking about a couple of different products here from the Sea Crane Company. And another one that I want to talk about is the Sea Crane's CC Radio 2. It's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world, and it gets the best AM reception, bar none. It's got this twin coil ferrite AM antenna. I won't propose to know what that is, but I do know that it gets AM reception better than anything out at my house, and I'm sure it will do it for you too. If you've got a situation where you're peripherally on the broadcast signal of some AM channel that you want to pick up, then the CC Radio 2 is really going to make that happen. It's going to get the best possible reception that you can get. And if its built-in twin coil ferrite AM antenna isn't quite enough, it's also set up for an outdoor antenna, so all you have to do is put that up and then hook it onto that too. If you're really into getting whatever this channel is, and a lot of people are, they want to pick some of the big channels that come in on the clear channels out there, and from the major metros, they want to pick those up, and this is a great item to do it. You can call them at 800-522-8863, 800-522-8863, or go to ccrane.com. That's
C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
All right, but that's how you spell crane.
Gotcha. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. Roger Young writing over at lourockwell.com about this idea of consent. The idea that we've somehow consented to this government and that we can somehow withdraw our consent. As he's pointing out here, if only a relative handful of people created this government that I'm obligated and forced to obey, though I was not involved nor had a chance or choice in creating it, then why can it not be argued that only an equal number of people or less can abolish it? After all, how many people did sign that Constitution anyway?
I don't know.
More than 50 or some, right?
It couldn't be more than 50.
Well, we can absolutely find 50 people tonight that are, you know, are willing to abolish this Constitution. In fact, if you go to ShireSociety.com, there's a declaration right there with hundreds of signatures.
It was voted on by many more people, though. It was voted on at the state level for acceptance and that kind of thing. There was a situation with Rhode Island where there were threats levied and that kind of thing. But that much is true.
So how many do we need?
Still, you would consider, do you consider a state a real entity?
No.
Okay. So you would probably,
figment of your imagination.
You would only need as many to vote on it as voted positively to have it, according to this. Or they could say as a percentage of the population, which gets much more sticky.
Why should more votes be required?
Also, quite a few people weren't allowed to vote at that time. You had
like
to
black people and women?
Black people, Indians at the same
right.
time. There were a great deal of minorities that didn't. Women, who aren't a minority, in fact, the only true majority, weren't able to vote. And, several others. People didn't own land, weren't 21 years of age.
Why should more votes be required to abolish this government just because its ruling area is larger? Is that my fault? Why should I be essentially punished because this government has increased its ruling area since it was created? Why must this act of abolishment be done collectively? Who sets the rules and procedures for such an act? And who or what blessed them with the power to set such rules and procedures? Why wasn't I consulted? All governments seem to be collectivist in that none of them can be altered or abolished, at least peacefully, without collectivist action by the people. Individuals, through their own means and actions, for some reason do not have this power. And why not? And when I say altered or abolished in this case, I say that with respect to that individual only and not the collective. I'm told that governments rule by the consent of the people. In other words, only people collectively have that power. Why aren't individuals recognized as having that power? What if millions of people, each on their own, declared absolutely no consent to be ruled by their declared rulers? Would that declaration be recognized? What if the majority of people, each on their own and not collectively, declared no consent toward being ruled by this declared ruler? Would this ruling state then abolish itself? Well, the answer is clearly no.
The state isn't going to abolish itself unless it's absolutely forced to. And I don't.
I mean, in Ireland, they haven't abolished themselves yet, and people are declaring they're not consenting.
And the fact is that the state is such a delicious weapon to use against people with whom you disagree, that there's no way anybody will be enough people will get on board to say let's destroy this weapon. They'll say, no, but I've got to get it. I just have to get control of the weapon.
Give me the ring.
The ring of power. If I can just wield the ring of power, then I will be able to set things right.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely what you're taught from, when you start going to government school. You know, you can grow up to be president. Hey, kids, let's get together and decide what the, as I understand it now, the Congress is debating whether or not to make the bison the national mammal. I mean, this is the kind of thing that they get kids involved in. You know what? The United States needs a bubbly, frothy, fermented drink. So let's decide which one that's going to be. Whatever. I don't know. They come up with all kinds of things.
Right. Didn't they do that in New Hampshire where some school kids were asked what law would you pass, and they decided to make New Hampshire's state drink the apple juice or milk
apple
or something
cider,
like
apple
that?
Apple cider, and I think milk was on board. Yeah. I don't know.
What gives this ruling state the power to determine how its legitimacy is determined through political action, debate, and elections rather than the supposed free individuals? If the government rules at the consent of the governed, shouldn't it be up to the governed how they declare their consent? I'm told that if you don't like the government that rules you, then you can move to where the government is better. But what if I don't want any government ruling me? Where realistically can I move then to where no government declares to rule me? And why should I move? What gives the government dominion over a particular geographic area? It appears that someone, before I was even born, declared that this government has not only declared dominion over the particular geographic region I happen to live in, but the power to rule me as long as I reside there. Therefore, I was born being ruled. Doesn't that make me a slave, merely property owned by this declared ruler? What happened to my consent?
And this is, you know, this is very interesting, and the author doesn't go quite into this as far as one could, is, you know, the government did declare that it owns this piece of property, but it didn't just declare it. It had to kill a lot of people, Native Americans and, you know, King George. I mean, why isn't King George's government the one that's legitimate right now? Why did King George III, why is it, I mean, you know, it was violence by which they decided to break free from him, and it wasn't even a majority of them, as we'll all be taught in school, and, you know, they just enacted their dominion upon people. It's not like you really got a choice.
Why did this government not ask me, when old enough to understand, for my consent?
If the Constitution was to be valid, it would have need to have been ratified by every single person over which it rules.
Well, then it would become a true contract. It would become a true agreement.
It would have to have been.
It appears that it has assumed I've consented to its rule by merely continuing to reside in its declared geographic region. Why? How does merely living on a particular patch of dirt mean giving consent to being ruled by a government that I had absolutely no part in creating? And if I am truly free and I have not consented to its rule, why cannot I not therefore be free of the harassment and violence directed against me and my property? No man or group of men has the moral authority to rule another man without his explicit consent. No man need feel obligated to obey and serve a government created before his existence as a sovereign human being.
And this isn't some kind of radical idea. This is only somebody who wants services, who wants to pay for services rendered. You know, if I live on a patch of ground and I don't want to pay, say, for public school because I homeschool my kid or send him to private school or don't have kids or whatever the reason is, why should I have to pay for your public school? Why? I want to opt out. Thank you very much.
No man should need to petition or beg such an institution created before his birth and lacking his consent to cease and desist further encroaching upon his sovereignty, liberty, or property. William Buckley claimed that it's not a sign of arrogance for the king to rule. That's what he's there for. Oh, really? Well, who or what put this king in that position? Why can some declare themselves king, but others cannot? Even the revered Aristotle professed that for that some should rule and others be ruled is a thing not only necessary but expedient. In the hour of their birth, some are marked out for subjection, others for rule. Unquote. Yeah. Is that so? What if an individual decides not to be ruled? That it is not necessary nor expedient as regards to his personal interests? And exactly who does the marking of who will be rulers and who will be subjects? From whom or what do they get this authority? 855-450-FREE. Got answers to those questions? You're certainly welcome to dial in. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Coming up, a student suspended for wearing a skirt. It's Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.